Self-therapy. What is unearned depression? I ask a client who, wishing he understood why he's feeling down, uses the phrase. Not that he actually wants there to be a reason, some life-wrecking event. It's just, without one, I feel so shallow, he says. Should I tell him about my friend who, after round 3 of chemo, said I like Sinead O'Connor and Tupac too, but not looking like them? Should I ask what's shallow versus deep? We're in my office where a book's title declares all parts are welcome. An angry part that spent Saturday in the dark living room bitching. A thin-skinned part lickety-split at feeling left out. A steel-hearted part thorn-guarded. Meanwhile, the ash out the window is exuberantly waving aloha. Meanwhile, like the wildfire which yesterday jumped the Carquinez Bridge, cancer cells are spreading to the chest of my closest friend, messing with another friend's ovaries. What is unearned depression? The question is nearly swallowed by the white noise machine in the hall, which sounds like a fan or, God help us, an ocean. The ocean, so much beauty, ditto illness. Isn't all of it unearned?